first question, what are your thoughts on being a Packer? Yeah, the questions were, what were your initial thoughts on becoming a Packer?
I think it's a great organization, and they're really part of such a historic football organization, such as the Packers, to be able to keep them alive, and take over after guys like Reggie Ball and, Reggie White, and, there's a lot of guys you have there now, possibly a lot of two Mexico guys like B.J. Rock, the Packers are such a historic team of the Green Bay Packers, it is just an honor, I'm looking forward to coming out of Lambeau.
Did you know the Packers were interested in him?
So what was that?
Did you know that there was interest in you from the Packers before the draft?
Yes. In fact, they were my only official visit at the combine. They were the only team I had an official sit-down meeting with the GM and everybody else.
Can you tell us about that?
Can you tell us how the meeting went?
It went very well. They seemed to be impressed, and obviously they had the beat to pick me up. And that's just about it. Just Thompson was there, and the defense coordinator was there, and they saw the tape, and they didn't like speaking to me. So I'm just grateful to have them to think about it.
Did he test at the combine or just do interviews?
Hey, Mike, the question was whether or not did you test at the combine or were you just there for the interviews?
I was just there for the interviews.
Mike, did you feel you got overshadowed at all by all the other defensive linemen that were drafted from your team last year?
The question was whether or not you felt overshadowed by the other defensive linemen from Iowa that were picked last year.
In fact, those are guys that I learned greatly from, and I used their presence to drive me, to make me have aspirations to be better than them, to push them, to make sure that they were better.
Did you have shoulder surgery, and if so, when?
I had shoulder surgery in late January.
When were you cleared to return?
I was cleared about 2 weeks ago.
What was done in that surgery?
What was that
done? The question was what the surgery entailed. Or what kind of surgery did you have?
They had to repair my labrum. They had to put suture anchors into my shoulder.
It's nice to have Brian Bulaga, fellow Iowa player, on the team, even though you've been working
with him. Well, Brian actually came into my recruiting class coming into Iowa, so I'm looking forward to mucking up with him again.
When did he injure the shoulder, and did he play through it last year?
The question was when you injured your shoulder and whether or not you played through it last year.
I injured my shoulder about 2 weeks prior to the bowl game. And no, it did not have significant effect on me because I played very well during the bowl game.
You heard it in practice?
I have no idea what I heard. I think it was just something that just resulted from a lot of wear and tear.
Do you think you might have gone higher in the draft if you hadn't had
the
injury?
It's always a possibility.
Has he always had to overcome criticism or concerns about his height?
That's the story of my life. I'm from a football school per se, and I was a chance for me. And then having the height thing against me, Green Bay, just worked my tail off.
Was that in his pro day that he ran a 4.84 40?
The question was whether or not you ran the 40 at your pro day where you were timed at 4.84.
Oh, I'm I didn't even get my time going to pro day. I was more concerned with, you know, getting my explosion. I got my 10, but I didn't get my 40 time.
At the combine, you said that you weren't happy with a mediocre season last year. Why was that?
I just felt like I could have played better. You know, I mean, that's about it. You know, I'm a tough critic. I don't like to give myself much credit, and I use that as a tool to motivate myself.
How would you characterize the strengths of your game?
I just do my overall passion for the game, which carries me through all aspects when approaching the game and life.
Mike, you said the Packers were your only official interview at the Combine, and then Ted Thompson was at your pro day. Did you have an inkling when they went on the clock in the fourth round that they were going to pick you, or did you have no idea?
I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised. I didn't have an inkling, but I wasn't surprised.
What do you most need to work on, do you feel?
Well, I most need to work on is everything. Everything I'm going to a whole new level of game, and to feel as though I bring a soft level because forced to me, I feel as though I bring everything and make it up to a whole new level because this is a new level.
Who's your agent?
Ryan Meckler.
Is there a player in the league right now that you would compare your style of play to?
You know, I probably say Carl Kuhn with the Tennessee Titans, my teammate from Iowa.
At what weight were you in high school? When you were a running back?
I weighed 215.
How well do you know going to a team that's a 3-4 defense? And what role do you think you'll fill?
Wherever they put me, I have no idea. None whatsoever. I'm just here to play football. Am I familiar with him?
Have you ever gotten to know him, just being in the Big Ten?
We spoke briefly at the combine, and I just remember, watching him play against our guys at Iowa.
Does he have a certain move he likes? I mean, he had 9 sacks. He's a fast guy. Is there a certain preferred technique to get to the quarterback?
What was that question?
The question was whether or not you have a certain move or technique that you like that helps you get to the quarterback.
Yeah, I call it hustle. I just don't stop throwing. Anything that happens. If you don't stop throwing, you know, great. If you hustle, you know, I'm not saying something great's going to happen all the time, but you increase your chances.
You happy to stay in the Midwest, or did it matter at all to you?
I really don't stop enjoying football wherever it's at. You know, I'm from New Jersey and I went to play at Iowa. You know, so, I mean, it's football for me.
Is it hard to go from pounds as a freshman up to 290?
Not at all. You know, my father had great stature. A lot of people in my family are pretty well-sized. And just with the right type of training, which I had perfect training with Coach Doyle, you know, I did find it to be... you know, if you had a simple thing, you know, put on good weight.
What kind of running back were you in high school?
You know, I was more of a power back. You know, I played fullback whenever we had a state track in the track in our team. So I played fullback when he was in the package, and I played halfback. You know, when I was in the game, sometimes we might move a guard and play fullback and let me be the halfback. You know, short yardage back, so to speak.
Oh, you hurt your shoulder. How many reps were you doing on the bench?
I put 27 reps on the bench prior to my surgery. That was about a week and a half before I had surgery.
What's his fastest 40 time?
Fastest 40 time was 4.77.